1928 to 2024. Mavis passed away on August 30, 2024, 9 days before her 96th birthday. She left behind her daughter Diane, Corbett, sons Doug and David, grandkids Ben and Lila, great-grandchild Hunter, and many nieces and nephews. Born Elizabeth Mavis Henderson, Mavis grew up in small-town Manitoba through the 1930s and 1940s, the youngest of six children. Her entrepreneurial father taught her to believe that she could do anything her older brothers could do, and Mavis carried that belief in her capability throughout her life. Mavis experienced her mother's beautiful voice, singing and humming, as Mavis helped with daily household tasks. Mavis' father, a whiz on piano, welcomed family and friends to gather round the piano for rousing sing-alongs, all sparking Mavis' lifelong love of music. As youngest child, Mavis experienced affection and encouragement from her parents and siblings. Her parents demonstrated care and respect for people, inclusiveness, learning from differences, honesty and generosity, norms that influenced Mavis throughout her life. At the University of Manitoba, Mavis achieved a Bachelor of Arts degree with honors in psychology, followed by a Bachelor of Social Work degree, winning the University of Manitoba Gold Medal for highest academic achievement in social work, and the Solomon Grand Casework Award for her counseling ability. Mavis married Cliff Martinson in 1951, and moved following Cliff's employment. Her early career as a social worker in Hamilton and Montreal involved working with single mothers, foster children and adoptions. This was interrupted with the births of three children in the 1950s. The family moved from Montreal to Winnipeg and ultimately to Calgary in 1957. Mavis took a break from the workplace from 1953 to 1965, devoted to raising her family and doing volunteer work. By the time Mavis' kids were all involved in school, Mavis determined it was time to re-enter the workplace part-time. Mavis was hired to provide counseling services at a Calgary social services agency in 1965, where she was able to have a flexible work schedule and time to devote to her family. She became a specialist in marriage counseling and effective communication. With a commitment to lifelong learning, Mavis undertook further studies, obtaining a master's in social work degree with honors from the University of Calgary, U of C, in 1971, and, in 1980, a master's in human resource development from University Associates Graduate School in Human Resource Development. As well as working as a counselor and assistant director of the Social Services Agency, Mavis taught at the U of C Graduate Faculty of Social Work, specializing in group theory and practice. She also conducted, from the 1970s to 2000, well-attended seminars in communication and management through U of C Faculty of Continuing Education. Mavis started her human resources consulting firm in Calgary in 1980, joined by associates, providing services in counseling, leadership training and coaching, and organizational consulting for corporations, hospitals, universities, and nonprofit agencies. After her first year in business, the Calgary YWCA awarded Mavis with the Woman of Distinction Award in Business. Her company, Mavis Martinson Associates, thrived in the 1980s and 1990s, earning a stellar reputation in the human resources field in Calgary. Following her husband's death in 1996, Mavis sold her company and began to work from home, continuing to provide consulting, individual and relationship counseling, and leadership coaching services. Mavis was dedicated to education for women. After her retirement in 2000, she continued to assist women of later teenage and beyond with resume writing or career counseling, as a freebie and way to give back to the community. Along with her husband and after his passing, Mavis pursued her interest in cultures and her value for lifelong learning as she experienced many journeys throughout the world, including educational tours with the universities of Alberta and Calgary, and bike tours in the Pacific Northwest and Europe. Her husband's position as honorary Icelandic consul for southern Alberta provided a link with and learning about Icelandic culture in Iceland and Canada. Mavis had a strong interest in world affairs and current events. In Calgary, she was a member of several book clubs, a bridge club and a women's singing group. Mavis served as director on several boards over the years, as well as being appointed as University of Calgary Senator for 6 years. With the onset of COVID in 2020, Mavis moved to BC's Sunshine Coast to be closer to family. Mavis participated in aquatic fitness, faithfully attended chair yoga, and frequently walked along the shoreline west of Gibson's with her daughter or son. Mavis joined the Sunshine Coast Canadian Federation of University Women, CFUW, where she participated on the Sunshine Coast Bursary Society Board, continuing her dedication to education for women, and enjoyed meetings with the CFUW Mystery Book Club. Mavis had fun with the Harmony Hall singers each week. Mavis is remembered as being ahead of her time in her education, profession, and life views. She was known to be insightful, classy, dynamic, interesting and interested, understanding, supportive, and inspiring to those who knew her. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the Mavis Martinson Graduate Scholarship in Social Work Endowment at the University of Calgary Faculty of Social Work. Remembrances and condolences may be emailed to mavismartinson@gmail.com.